we have a champion. Sergio Garcia wins the 2016 AT&T Byron Nelson in a one-hole playoff with Brooks Koepka. Sergio, the 2004 champion, wins for the first time on the PGA Tour since winning the 2012 Wyndham Championship. And as you can imagine, he's a very happy guy.
To be able to call myself a two-time Byron Nelson champion, it's spectacular. You know, I'm very happy about it. Of course, I was playing tougher today, a bit more breeze, firming up a little bit, some tough pin positions. But it looked like Brooks was pretty much in control. Obviously, I was fighting hard. I wasn't playing amazing, but I was scoring nicely. I was chipping and putting great. To me, the most important thing at the end of the day is how I play the last four holes and the playoff hole. Knowing that you have to do something, at least I wouldn't say special, but you have to do something at a good level to have a chance. Knowing that there's some tough holes coming in, I was very, very proud of that.
Sergio began his PGA Tour career here at the AT&T Byron Nelson in 1999, and to date he has accumulated 11 career wins on the European Tour and 9 on the PGA Tour. And with this victory, Sergio ties the late great Seve Ballesteros with 9 PGA Tour victories. Brooks Koepka looked like he was in control most of the day, but as he says, his ball striking wasn't quite sharp enough, and he couldn't quite hold on to the lead.
I just didn't have it the last 36. You can't win a golf tournament when you're swinging it and you have no idea where it's going, so it is what it is.
Matt Kuchar finished in third place alone at 14 under par. Meanwhile, Colt Knost, Spencer Levine, Charles Howell, Bud Cauley, Tim Wilkinson, and Robert Garrigus all finished one back and tied for fourth. And finally, a huge shout-out to the Salesmanship Club of Dallas for hosting another fantastic event. Even Byron Nelson himself, when he was 91 years old, had this to say.
The connection with the Salesmanship Club for what they do and what this tournament does to raise the money to take care and help rehabilitate young people. And it's marvelous, and I am so proud to be connected with that group.
It really is all about the kids. This is Bob Bupka for the AT&T Byron Nelson.